Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Philip and James. Two of the apostles that are buried together in Rome in the church called the 12 Apostles. It's a beautiful Baroque church. And you go down into the crypt where you can reverence their mortal remains. And you can see their relics. Down in the crypt, there's also all these wonderful images, these wonderful pieces of art that have been preserved for centuries, showing us different Christian symbols, Catholic symbols. And so you have things like the loaves and the fishes, right, symbolizing the Eucharist. You have things like the Kairo, the P and the X, Christ's name. You have the anchor as a sign of our hope that we place in God. You even have the famous orons, they call it, the prayer position. They have an image of a priest standing with his arms raised in prayer. The same position that the priests use when we consecrate the Eucharist. And as amazing as all those things are, right? You can fly to Rome today and you can go see them. As amazing as all of those things are, they are tiny in comparison to what we get to see right here in Bismarck at this Mass every day. We get to see Jesus in the Eucharist, and that means we get to see the Father. So much more than just a sign. We see the reality. And so today, as we come forward to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, right, as we ask him for help to believe that, to have faith in that, I would challenge you to ask him for what your heart desires most. What is it that you want most from God? And ask Jesus for it when you receive it. That's his challenge to us today. Ask him for what you want. And if you believe, it'll be granted to you.